Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q2 FY16 results conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Lizanne. Good evening, everyone. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries for Q2 FY16 earnings call. From the management side, we are represented by Mr. M.P. Taparia, the Managing Director, and Mr. P.C. Somani, who's the CFO. Without taking too much time, I now hand over the floor to Mr. Taparia ji. Over to you, sir.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial results of our company for the second quarter ended 31st December 2015. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 76,613 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 989.48 crore during the second quarter of the current year, against sales of 73,044 tons and net product turnover of rupees 971.79 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving growth of about 5% and 2% respectively. The company sold 133,839 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,744.71 crore during the first half of the current year, against sale of 122,154 metric tons and net product turnover of rupees 1,686.81 crore in the corresponding half year of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 10% and 3% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit, excluding construction business for the second quarter of the current year, amounted to rupees 1,001.74 crore and rupees 155.91 crore as compared to rupees 1,019.84 crore and rupees 101.23 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording decrease of about 1.77% and increase of 54.02% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit, excluding construction business for the first half of the current year, amounted to rupees 1,774.54 crore and rupees 246.70 crore as compared to rupees 1,779.39 crore and rupees 182.63 crore for corresponding period of the previous year, recording decrease of 0.3% and increase of 35.08% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding construction business for the second quarter of the current year, amounted to rupees 113.26 crore and rupees 82.94 crore as compared to rupees 52.08 crore and rupees 17.07 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 117.48% and increase of 385.89% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding construction business for the first half of the current year, amounted to rupees 162.12 crore and rupees 107.48 crore respectively, as compared to rupees 85.17 crore and rupees 42.14 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording an increase of 90.34% and 155.08% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the second quarter ended 31st December 2015 has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by about 4% in volume and remained flat in value terms. Packaging product segment business grew about 13% both in volume and value terms. Industrial product segment business degrew by about 12% in volume and degrew by about 21% in value terms. Consumer product segment business grew by about 23% in volume and by about 12% in value terms. The share of overall sales in the value-added product has been 42.38% of the total sales in the second quarter, as against 38.2% in the corresponding quarter in the previous year. The company's focus remains to increase the share of value-added product in its turnover. Company has envisaged capex of about 200 crore during current financial year, comprising of 9-month period, and the same is progressing smoothly. Commercial production at new unit at Kharagpur and Malanpur have commenced and sale achieved normalcy during January-March 2016 quarter. Total borrowing of the company stands at rupees 449.20 crore as on 31st December 2015 as against rupees 712.32 crore as on 31st December 2014. Average net borrowing during the second quarter of the current year came down to rupees 408 crore against rupees 710 crore during the same quarter in previous year. Average cost of borrowing as of 31st December 2015 is 8.79% versus 8.34% as on 31st December 2014. Composite LPG cylinder. Company received an educational order from HPCL for 4,500 pieces of composite cylinder comprising of two sizes, that is 5 kg and 10 kg. Supplies are expected to be completed by February 2016. Raw material prices have witnessed downward trend during the quarter in line with global crude price scenario. Raw material prices are now expected to remain steady unless there is a major upheaval in crude prices or rupee dollar parity. Company expects sales volume growth between 12 to 15% during the current year, comprising 9-month period over the corresponding period of previous year. This is a brief and overall summary for the year under reference. Thank you for your presence. Now I and my colleague, Mr. P.K. Somani, CFO, are available to reply to the various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chirag Setalwar from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Chirag Babu.
Sir, if you could provide the breakup by segment for volume, revenue, and margins.
I'll take it with Shomani, please.
Thank you.
Sorry, Chirag. This is in Petalis. Now the sales volume at plastic piping division for the quarter 49,714 metric ton.
Yes.
Packaging product 14,566 metric ton.
Mm-hmm.
Industrial product 7,660 metric ton. And consumer product 4,667. 667.
Oh, 667.
Composites, the small quantum of 6 metric tons. Total is 76,613. The revenue, plastic packing system, 492 crores. Packaging product, 303 crores. Industrial products, 125 crores. And consumer products, 74 crores. Margins, plastic piping system, 13%, packaging products, 21.25%, industrial products, 11%, and consumer product, 16.3%.
So if you could also give silpaulin volumes and CPVC volumes?
Yeah. Silpaulin.
And value, sir.
Second quarter volume of silpaulin is 8,295 metric ton, and the revenue is 191 crore. CPVC volume is 3,064 metric ton, and the revenue is 86 crore.
And so what would have been the subsidy component this quarter?
Subsidy component, as you know, our major subsidy has gone. The component for this quarter is 1.7 crore and for the half year it is 3 crore.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anshuman Atri from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question is regarding the volume growth for each of the four segments. So how do you see it going forward, especially for industrial products and plastic piping?
No, we are not still very optimistic on industrial segment even this quarter. Plastic piping system, definitely this is the season time started. So we expect better volume than 49,000 tons what we sold in the second quarter. Overall, when we say that we may grow by 12 to 15%, we have sold around 133,000 tons in 6 months. For 9 months, we expect our sale to be 240,000 ton plus. So we expect the sale to be around 107,000 ton in this quarter.
Okay, sir. And the second question is regarding inventory. Was there any gain or loss during the quarter?
The polymer prices went on falling, starting from July, but even in the from the month of October. I give the example of prices. Polypropylene prices came down by 12 rupees in 3 month period from 78 to 66. PVC prices came down from 66.5 to 62 rupees. Polythene price came down from 81.8 to 69.8. So when the polymer prices are continuing falling, there is no possibility of any inventory gain. There is a possibility of inventory loss in the quarter.
Okay, sir. Can you quantify it?
Very difficult to quantify.
Okay.
We can only quantify, there can't be any possibility of inventory gain.
Okay. And one last question is on value-added products. So how, given that we have already achieved 42%, how do you expect it going forward, at least for the next year?
Next year, we can inform you on the month of April, but the directive is that we must go on increasing the value-added product. We are very pleased by 42% value-added percentage, and principally due to very good business in our cross-laminated film product. We had a sale of 190 crore cross-laminated film product, which showed itself a big percentage of our turnover.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering my
question. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahib from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, just to, follow up on that, the previous question, as you have mentioned, to achieve a 12 to 15% of volume growth for a 9 month. So for that, definitely we need to do some around 16 to 23% of volume growth. So from which segment we are expecting more in the coming quarter?
We expect growth will come from all the segments except industrial component.
Mm-hmm.
Industrial component may still show some small degrowth, and because now our Kharagpur plant is going into production, our Malanpur plant is going into production starting from 1st January. We will have more growth in our piping system, in our cross-laminated film, in our consumer product segment, and protective packaging product.
Okay, so basically we are more expecting contribution coming from the eastern part because of a Kharagpur plant is commissioning. So can you give us some details over the eastern part, how much of the volume currently they are contributing to our total volume?
We are not ready. We can't not a right reply. No data are before me, so I can't reply correctly.
Mm-hmm. And any specific reason over the industrial segment degrowth?
In this segment comprise two items. One is industrial component. Second is material handling system.
Mm-hmm.
Material handling system. This quarter generally we get good business from soft drink people. It is starting from November. The demand for soft drink is going quite slow. We are major supplier to Coca-Cola and Pepsi, and both have not indicated and placed any order for crate up till now. In industrial component, the customers who are buying component from us, some of them are still having stuckness in demand for their product. So that is the reason why industrial segment may not show good growth in this quarter.
Right, sir. And just on the value added, because now we had achieved like 42% of our sales coming from the value added product. So in the, you know, increase from 38 to 42%, where we had more focus on which segment, like a packaging has increased the value added mix or?
Basically, in 4-5 segments.
Mm-hmm.
First is furniture. Secondly, in piping system, CPU system, fittings, solvent, bath fitting, and furniture, many premium products, and cross-laminated film product, and special variety of protective packaging product.
Right, sir. So, can you give any detail on the piping, especially how much of the value-added mix is there?
Value-added item and piping. Can you give them? 30%? Which is? For the half year, the piping system is 34.37%.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank
I will come in.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Equity Mechanic. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand, sir, that the crude prices have fallen by around 25-30% in this year itself in January. Sir, so is it fair to expect a good inventory loss from Supreme Petrochemical in this present quarter?
Supreme Petrochemical inventory loss? No, Supreme Petrochemical, the price has come down dramatically of their raw material.
Yes.
So they had a big loss in the first quarter.
Okay.
Second quarter they have shown surplus and the prices of their raw material come to a very low level. We do not expect as on today inventory loss going forward in the third quarter of Supreme Petro.
Okay, sir.
But crude prices are so uncertain, you cannot say that the supply position of stern monomer is quite tight in favor of the supply.
Okay. Sir, and also, sir, sir, around 2 years back, sir, it was mentioned that Supreme Industries is venturing into manufacturing flame guard fire sprinkler system. Sir, so, I mean, what's the latest development on that?
We got clearance of CPU fire sprinkler system from VL authority, which is a significant authority for the Indian fire system. We are discussing with various state governments and they are working on changing regulations we expect that in 16-17, we'll be able to start generating business for our CPUC fire extinguisher system.
Sir, so this fire extinguisher system, sir, so you are expecting the penetration to increase drastically in the next 5 years, sir, like, I mean, plastic pipes have replaced in housing pipes and agriculture pipes, the metal pipes. So in fire extinguishing also, sir, are you expecting that to happen?
No, CPC fire extinguisher system, we definitely expect to start generating turnover next year. But from the overall plastic piping system, we do not expect a very large percentage of turnover coming from CPVC fire extinguisher system. Because it is used mostly horizontally only, not on vertical pipe. Major requirements are always vertical in fire system.
Sure, sir. So I understood that, so that in your total turnover, the contribution will be very small, sir. But what I'm trying to understand, sir, that in fire extinguishing system industry, which is presently of metal pipes, sir, are you expecting plastic to replace metal very fast?
At least on horizontal side, the metal has not worked properly. Metal, if the water remains continuously in the pipe, metal gets corroded, and when the fire strikes, the water doesn't come out of the pipe. That's why this technology has been developed in USA, and our supplier supplies more than 50% of US requirement. So we expect that we will also get a good share of the horizontal requirement of fire sprinkler system. And horizontal requirement is necessarily smaller than vertical.
Okay, sir. Okay, okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, the first question is on the pipe business. This quarter, in terms of volume, it was flat. Is there any impact due to the floods in south due to on piping volume?
It was mostly due to the people who scared the prices will fall.
Okay.
So the pipeline started becoming empty.
Mm-hmm.
And prices really fallen.
Mm-hmm.
PVC prices have not fallen earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In that quarter, prices have fallen by 6 rupees a kilo.
Correct.
Around 8-9%. So our distributed pipeline was emptying. South floods are only in the city of Chennai mostly.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't affect the demand much.
Okay.
They are mostly due to the price fall anticipated more than what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pipeline became empty. And the farmers and everybody wanted to buy as low as possible.
So do you want to say that the impact was equally fair because this anticipation of fall in PVC prices both at agri users and even the construction users reduced the distributors reduced the purchase of pipe?
It was not by the users, it was by distributors.
Distributors?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, second question is on overall margin. This quarter, despite this fall in crude prices, our gross profit margin or even the beta margin on the higher side. Is that trend sustainable?
15.4% by a good margin.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot say whether we will sustain in the last quarter.
Okay. So is that also because of change in our product mix? Because we sold more, the growth has come more from consumer products and the packaging products and much lower from the both piping and industrial. So is that because the way you explained that industrial volume will remain under pressure in the coming quarter. So there is more of the value-added products you are selling in the overall mix, so the margin will remain higher?
You used the first sentence very correctly, the change from product mix. 42.5% value-added item was a delight to us.
Okay.
If you maintain that type of value-added item in the third quarter also,
mm-hmm.
we can definitely enjoy a good market.
Okay. I understand, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, the last question. Sir, as you mentioned, the CPVC, the CPVC volume was pretty much flat on a year-on-year basis. Is there any significant slowdown you have seen in the residential sector?
CPVC business grown by 12%, and not flat.
I heard this 3064 is in a volume.
CPVC business. That is the second quarter.
Yeah. Second quarter is.
Second quarter in November month, due to Diwali, this time surprisingly there was a longer period of holiday.
Okay.
In the various markets. The second November month with a degrowth compared to last year's November.
Okay.
So demand came back roaringly in the month of December. December, November was a negative, but December was very high growth. So overall we didn't end negative.
Okay. And sir, last question on the consumer products. Though this has been a very small part of the business a few quarters back, but if I see the number, the EBITDA contribution in the overall business has increased significantly over the last few quarters. One is because of the margin expansion, and second is the new products you have launched it. Can it grow significantly from this size also?
We are quite happy. We anticipate 18% volume growth for the 9 months,
okay,
which is quite significant. And we are quite optimistic on our furniture business. We are going to launch 18 new products. Some product we have already launched, and some will be launching in this quarter. And 18 new product we will be launching in this year. And we will be launching a special variety of furniture first time in India. So we are now quite optimistic that the consumer business will make a good contribution in our company business.
Okay. And sir, can you give some light on this composite cylinder business in view of the government of India has announced this, the OMCs will test this product, and you have received some small order also. So can you give the timeline when the
we, can accept? We received one order of 4,500 pieces of 5 kilo and 10 kilo capacity.
Okay.
We received another inquiry for 2,500 pieces of 5 kilo and 7 kilo and 15 kilo capacity, which we hope that it will materialize into an order and supply will be completed before middle of March. Our petroleum minister made a declaration that in 16-17, the government will offer choice to a consumer whether to buy LPG in steel cylinder or composite cylinder.
Okay.
Country consumes more than 20 million cylinders per year.
Right.
Combined capacity of two companies in India currently is around 700,000 cylinders and country by 20 million cylinders.
Okay.
If the country offers a choice, then we believe our capacity will be fully sold out next year.
Okay. And what could be our capacity is around 1 lakh ton?
It could be 400,000 pieces.
How much, sir?
400,000 pieces per year.
400,000 pieces per year. Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nihal Cha from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
Sir, can you give us some sense of margins in Silpaulin segment in particular?
I will go, Mr. Somani, please. Sir.
Yes, sir.
Silpaulin.
No, Silpaulin. It's over 25% in margin.
Sorry?
In excess of 25%.
Okay. Compared to?
Compared to last year?
Yeah.
Just last year margin of around 21%.
21%. Also, Tapareji, if you can just throw some light on the value-added product initiatives, particularly with respect to composite pipes, pallets, faucets, manhole, and 35 GSM.
35 GSM, we didn't pick up anything up till now.
Okay.
Now we'll be launching 35 GSM printed film next month. We are optimistic something may pick up in 35 GSM. We are seeing good growth in various applications in cross-laminated film. We are seeing good acceptance now for our aquacraft fitting, our solvents, our CG system, and our very special varieties of PVC fittings, we are seeing many more acceptance for our furniture item. We are also seeing application acceptance in several structure of protective packaging products. So protective packaging products, cross-laminated film products, furniture, and special variety of plastic piping system will enable us to go on increasing the share of our value-added item. And once we receive proper order for our composite cylinder also, that should be mostly value-added product.
Right. And sir, have we been able to streamline our distribution of faucets? That's where the problem initially was.
Sorry?
Within the faucet segment, we were earlier facing problems because of the distribution network. You're saying that you will be now opening up distribution network in the bathroom solution dealers.
We had never any problem with our distribution network on plastic pipe system.
Not plastic pipe, the bathroom fitting segment.
Bathroom fitting also, there is no problem now because people are concerned about the complaint.
Right.
Now for last several months, they are getting zero complaint.
Okay.
So they are comfortable. There is now no issue.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Kumar from Infinity Alternative. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. And my question actually already got answered earlier in the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himali Dame from Crystal. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I wanted to know the capacities in the Kharagpur and the Malanpur plant.
Please, tell me.
Kharagpur plant would be having an overall capacity of around 50,000 metric ton per annum.
Okay.
And the Malanpur plant would be having around 2,500 metric ton.
Okay. And one more question. I wanted to know the volume growth and value growth between the industrial product and material handling segment within the industrial product.
Within the industrial product?
Yeah, within the industrial product, value and volume growth.
In industrial products?
Yeah.
Industrial components, the growth of 1%. For the half year. For the full... Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, for the industrial product, it was a degrowth of 1% in volume, whereas for the material handling, it was a degrowth of 24%.
Okay.
So overall degrowth of 7%.
Okay. And value terms growth, can I know that as well?
Value terms... In terms of industrial component, it was a negative of 16%.
Okay.
And in material handling, it was negative of 30%.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ramadharan Kuti from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. This is Manish Mawal, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
And congrats for a good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Just you said around 12 to 15% growth in this year. And I believe it's worked out to be around 16 to 24% growth in the mainly last quarter. So just I think somebody already asked this question. But I'm not able to like figure it out which segment. As you already said, like three segments except industrial will show a growth. I want to understand like whatever demand pickup you are seeing, because definitely there would be some good demand you are seeing which will lead to this type of guidance number.
The biggest growth will come in plastic piping system.
Okay.
The line will become totally empty in the month of November, December.
Right.
And this is season time now started.
Okay.
The growth was expecting price fall. So they went on selling their stocks. And you cannot service the market without having stocks. So we are informed by our customers there will be good demand for this quarter. Same furniture also, we are introducing several new products. And also these two new plants are going to production.
Right.
The Kharagpur plant will be catering to more intensively our customers in Eastern India. We were not able to supply protective packaging product in a cost-effective manner in Kharagpur. in eastern India, due to very high freight component, when the goods were coming from Madhya Pradesh in that market. Now goods will be going from Kharagpur to eastern India, the freight component has come down dramatically.
Right.
And this will give us the market which has been lost to us, which we are not able to service.
Okay. And how big these markets are actually, eastern market you are talking about?
Market is quite good for our company.
Okay. And industry size would be, sir? In a
Sorry?
Market? Industry size in a eastern part? Industry?
I don't have the data, so we can't tell you the number correctly because we don't know the data correctly in our hand just now.
Okay, sure. And sir, industrial, you said material handling, you already said like you didn't get an order from the Coca-Cola and the Pepsi for the quarter. But how, in a within component, how is the automobile and non-automobile segment is doing?
How is automobile and not? I think none of segments are selling better. We are disheartened actually.
Okay, all the three, basically material handling and automobile
but
and non-automobile.
We don't see a great growth prospect in this quarter also.
Okay, understood. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, if you could please detail the CapEx plans and correspondingly help me with the capacities for each segment and how it will look like once we incur the CapEx.
Please. We can give only for this year. I'll request Somani to give you the CapEx where we have invested which segment. He will tell you, please.
Okay.
This year our CapEx plan is about 200 crore, out of which close to 140 crore has gone for the Kharagpur complex.
Mm-hmm.
In addition in capacity between 45,000 metric ton to 50,000 metric ton per annum.
Okay.
And which will include plastic piping system of around 38,000 metric ton, protective packaging products of around 3,000 metric ton, and rotational and glow molding product of around 4,000 metric ton.
Okay.
Our CAPEX on the roto molding facility at Malanpur and Kanpur will be having around close to 25 crore CAPEX, with a capacity of close to 4,000 metric ton. And some brownfield expansion in piping division at other locations and the various category of fittings, which would give capacity expansion less, but the variety of the products in furniture, in fittings, it will increase the range. And overall capacity with all this CAPEX of 200 crore is close to 50,000 metric ton.
Okay, sir, that helps. Sir, if you could give a broad number, say plastic piping segment, how much will the capacity increase earlier? If I'm not missing it, it was around 305 kt. Likewise for packaging, industrial products and consumer products?
No, plastic piping system, we had a capacity of close to 3 lakh metric ton per annum, which by this year end, by March 16, it would be close to 3 lakh 50,000 metric ton per annum.
Okay.
And for packaging product, our capacity, which was there about 55,000 metric tons, would go to close to 58 or 59,000 metric tons.
Okay.
And the rest places, we are not increasing capacity. Our material handling capacity, our industrial product capacity will be around 63,000 metric tons.
Okay. Consumer product.
Our consumer product is close to 28,000 metric tons.
Okay. Just last one question. If you could provide some color, you earlier cited that there are 18 new products which are lined up for launches this year. If you could provide some color, broad color on each of the products would be very helpful.
Sorry?
18 new furniture only?
No, 18 new item and furniture.
Okay.
Where is the furniture?
Okay, perfect. And sir, last question. Any specific expectations from the budget, either on raw material import duty or considering the plastic imports into the country, or looking at any tariff barriers or anything on that sort?
Sorry?
Sir, any specific expectations from the budget?
budget, I don't think there is anything specific to expect. We are not aware of anything. Because we do not believe our import duty on finished goods will go up. And even we are not competing against imported plastic product. We do not expect raw material excise duty to come down.
Okay.
The main thing which you can expect, which has nothing to do with the budget, is from GST.
Okay.
If GST is implemented, we are only listing the number. Government of India says that 15.5% is a neutral rate of GST.
Mm-hmm.
And the Congress is asking them to keep 18%. Any rate, if they fix between 15.5 to 18%, will give a great boost to the consumption of plastic product. But GST, as on today, nobody can say when this can be effective.
Okay. So that helps.
From budget, we do not see anything to happen. Apart from that, suppose they may reduce the direct tax on corporate, with the promise that they will bring it down to 25%. If they reduce it, then it will benefit all the businesses, not only our company, but all the companies that are operating and which are paying huge tax. We are paying very heavy taxes.
Correct, correct. Sir, I have more questions. I'll join back with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kishan Chandra from CD Equisearch. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you.
Yeah, just want to know how is the competition in your cross lamination business overseas, the Chinese competition?
Cross lamination film, as on today, no competition.
Because you have mentioned somewhere in your report, annual report, that it was a competition last year, right?
Counterfeit only, we said. Counterfeit continued to come.
Sorry?
We said not competition, counterfeit.
Yes, counterfeit. Okay.
Counterfeit goes on coming.
Mm-hmm.
But consumer is becoming discerning. They know what is counterfeit and what is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So as you heard it, that we had a good volume growth,
mm-hmm.
with a good margin growth,
mm-hmm.
we saw that counterfeit is behind us.
Mm-hmm.
But counterfeit goes on coming.
It's still a threat?
Sorry?
It's still a threat, you're saying?
No, it was not a threat. It's not mm-hmm. a threat. But we do not know, you see, anything can be round the corner, we do not know. Suppose not counterfeit, suppose some new technology developed,
mm-hmm.
which is better than a micro laminate film.
Mm-hmm.
And technology development may be happening somewhere and we are not seeing today.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot say that there cannot be any threat. That is always possible.
Mm-hmm. But it was not the case in the last quarter, you're saying.
Sorry?
It was not the case in the last quarter, you said.
Last quarter, as on today, we have no competition.
Mm-hmm.
But any new technological innovation taking place,
mm-hmm.
which we are not aware, it may be happening also now.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing has come in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. And how do you explain the sharp increase in inventories last quarter?
Sharp increase?
Inventories, I mean the first half. From June was 465, now it's 597. So how would you explain that?
From June we always bring down the inventory very much now.
Is it?
June, we are supposed to June inventory or which one?
June inventory is 596 crore.
June, we always try to bring down the inventory as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So July, September is a lean period for our product.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to bring down our finished goods stock
mm-hmm.
and try to bring down the raw material stock also.
Mm-hmm.
And July, September, we run the plant at a low capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But December, we are now entering into season period.
Mm-hmm.
January to June is a peak demand period for our company product.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to not only keep large inventory of raw material,
mm-hmm.
but also keep large inventory of finished goods
mm-hmm.
to service our customer.
Mm-hmm.
So this year is going to be March ending.
Mm-hmm.
You will see much larger inventory of finished goods in our balance sheet
mm-hmm.
compared to last year balance sheet.
Okay.
Last year balance sheet was June ending.
Mm-hmm.
This year balance sheet is March ending.
Yeah, that's right.
But this is now required by the company here.
Mm-hmm.
For our business, we like to close the year by June.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no discretion.
Mm-hmm.
We have to close by March.
Mm-hmm. And the same holds for trade receivables as well?
Receivable also will be high, definitely.
Okay.
We will have more sale period.
Mm-hmm.
But receivable may not be much high, but definitely higher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Receivable may keep in control between 20 to 21 days of our sale.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you will have some gains, working capital benefits due to lower sales?
Lower?
Lower revenues.
Lower, definitely our borrowing has come down.
Mm-hmm.
Which has resulted in significant reduction in interest burden also.
Mm-hmm.
And going forward also our borrowing will further go down.
Mm-hmm.
Our interest burden for 9 months will be quite low compared to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because the capital price has come down.
Mm-hmm.
So our value invested in raw material stock and the finished goods stock for each tonnage is much lower than last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks indeed, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nidhi Agarwal from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I want to understand how do you see competitive intensity in a scenario where most of the plastic processors are trying to move up the value chain?
We are also trying to move the value chain. We have seen our proportion of value item has gone up.
Right.
So any quality plastic product producer is working to improve the move ahead on the value chain.
Okay. Do you have any ideal composition where you feel that the 70% of the revenue should come from value-added products? Or
Even 42% of the last quarter is quite a pleasant number.
Okay, so in next 3-4 years, we can see that value going very...
We can't say the percentage. Very difficult to say.
Mm-hmm.
We can only declare about our intention.
Okay.
We want to go on increasing the share.
Hmm.
But percentage by speaking very difficult. So our overall value turnover goes up. Even if I maintain the same percentage, my overall turnover will go up a value-added item.
Okay. Because everybody is trying to have more share of value-added products, so margins in this products can go down in next couple of years.
If margin come down, then there will no more value-added product.
Okay, sir. And sir, any guidance for growth outlook beyond FY16?
We believe plastic product, our company will go on growing.
Mm-hmm.
We aim to grow between 12 to 15. We now declare only that we will grow higher than the country's growth.
Okay.
It's very difficult to say because what the country's economy will behave.
Mm-hmm.
A domestic-oriented company.
Mm.
If domestically the demand grows faster, we will grow faster than the country's growth. That is one guidance only we can give safely.
Okay, because earlier we used to say...
If the country demand grows, I give example, country demand grows by 10%, our company's volume growth will grow more than 10%.
Okay. Because earlier I think we used to say 15 to 20%.
Sorry to interrupt, Ms. Agarwal.
Yeah.
May we please request you to return to the question queue?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Viraj Mehta from ValueQuest Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir, and congratulations for a good pair of numbers.
Thank you, Mr.
Sir, just wanted to understand, in consumer segment, which is, you know, more of a B2C segment for you, with this decrease in the raw material prices, what is the kind of price cuts that we, along with our competitors, would have taken as an industry?
There are very few players who are making quality plastic furniture. There are more than 100 companies making plastic furniture. We have got only one product, plastic furniture. And out of 100 companies, there are less than 10 companies who are making quality furniture product. And as our margins are in great pressure, our company did not pass on the entire benefit to the customer because the prices came down dramatically and we were in a position to return and improve our margin also a little bit.
Got it.
But more margin we got it by introducing more value-added item in furniture segment.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Because, you know, I mean, this is the highest margin that we have recorded in the consumer segment overall for last several years. So, I mean, if the prices remain where they are, is this kind of a stable margin scenario for the entire industry as a whole? Would that be a correct statement to make?
We can talk about our company only.
Yeah, yeah, but you comprise of a large portion of the industry as such anyways.
We will go on, no, we are not the large only, but we will go on introducing more and more varieties of premium product. We have lined up several products to launch in this year, which will give full benefit in the year 16-17. The products are just being launched, and we will go on increasing shares of value-added product in premium furniture going forward. Directly, our company wants to move more and more into premium product in furniture.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
So you already have mentioned about the capacities. Can you further get the breakup of how much are CPVC and silpaulin capacity now and post-expansion?
Silpaulin capacity now already established. Its capacity around 26,000 tons.
Okay.
And there is no plan to expand today because we have to still sell the capacity.
Sure.
And CPVC, we have put up production capacity now at Malanpur. We are also in the process to put up capacity at Kharagpur. So overall, CPVC capacity will definitely go up substantially, capacity-wise.
Okay. How much it would be, sir, now? How much is it now?
Can you give how many capacity will be?
After this expansion, it would be around 21,000 metric tons.
From current level, what, sir?
Current level of 17,500.
17,000.
20, 20, 20, 20.
Yeah. All right. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. Now, I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everybody for participating on the call, and thank you Taparia ji and Mr. Somani for being there on the call today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.